all know that priorities are important. Priorities dictate how we live our lives, what we do, how we spend our time and our money and our energies. Question is, what are your priorities? What's number one in your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we put your priorities and mine under the microscope. The delusion I laboured under for much of my life was this. If I ran my own race, I was free. But if I accepted Jesus as my Saviour and Lord, well then someone else would be the Lord of my life and I would no longer be free. I'd be under the bondage of religion and of some God who really I didn't have much of a clue about. I didn't want to be one of these bland, lifeless, narrow-minded Christians. I had money, I had career. And to have Jesus, well, I'd have to give them all up, wouldn't I? That's what I thought. Now, I was going to run my own race. Okay, wasn't perfect. Okay, deep down I wasn't really satisfied. But I ran and I ran and I ran. And yet, I never seemed to reach the place I was heading for. It was exhausting, it was. But I couldn't admit it. I'd run too far. I'd paid too much of a price. I'd made too many sacrifices. It was mine. The prize was mine. I was almost there, almost. Just a bit further, it had been my grasp. Comfort, success, recognition, contentment, peace and joy. Just a bit further, just a little bit harder, just a little bit more. And God, well, no. No one was going to take this away from me, nobody. But, well, what if that's not how it works? Have a listen to how Jesus puts it in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. He says, "No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Now, to be sure, a few times Jesus tells people to sell all their possessions and give them to the poor because he's challenging them as to who's in charge, who's number one in their lives. But the point that he's making here is that we're going to be slaves to something. Some people are slaves to their money, others to their reputation. They tie themselves in knots to live out their reputations. Some people are slaves to beauty. Some people truly are slaves to wealth. Some to their families. In a sense, that's not too bad. But so many parents in the West pamper their children and in doing so ruin their lives. Let me ask you this. Who or what are you a slave to? Just stop and think. Maybe list the major things in your life, the things that you really care about. Even jot them down. Perhaps there are three or four or five things that really matter. Now the next bit. What are each of those things costing you? What's the price that you're paying? Come on, be honest. Let's not deny and pretend it's not a problem. Let's get out of this delusion, this delay, this denial game. What is the race that you're running costing you? And is the prize worth it? When you're in your 80s and your teeth are in a jar on the bedside table and the skin's all wrinkled and the kids have gone their own way and there's more of your life on this earth to look back on than there is to look forward to, when you're in that place, what will the prizes of those things on your list be worth to you? And will the cost, the price, the sacrifice along the way have been worth it? Are you running in the right race? The Apostle Paul interestingly changed tracks. He was a somebody. He was a Jewish leader, member of the leading Sanhedrin. He had a name and a religious career all carved out for himself in the establishment. In fact, he writes about it. If you have a Bible, come and have a look. It's in Philippians chapter 3, begins at verse 4. This is what he writes about himself. He says, "I too have reason for being confident in my flesh. If anyone else has a reason to be confident in the flesh, actually, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. See, he's a Pharisee. He's worked hard at this religion thing. He's got a career. He's made it, but he counts it all as zero compared to the saving grace of God. He poured his life out for his career. I can relate to that. For me, it was my IT consulting firm. It's nice to build a patch for yourself and go hard after something, but now Paul counts all that as loss, as nothing, literally as rubbish, as dung, because now he knows Jesus. He's now on a new track. He compares the two. He looks back. He says, you know something, I had it all back then. I've lost it now, but this is so much better. Here is a man who's counted the cost and weighed up both sides of the ledger. And he's not got some easy life now. He's suffering. He's being persecuted. He's been locked up in a jail. He says this in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. He says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that's about to be revealed to us. Not some sugar-coated, candy, sweet, soppy thing he's talking about here. This is real life. Paul suffers on this end of the transaction, and yet he says this is so much better. We're going to be slaves to something in life. We are, and ultimately what I decided was to become a slave to Jesus, to run a race and pay a price for a goal that was actually worth it. I can't come up with better words than what Peter the Apostle writes in his letter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Although you have not seen him, he's talking about Jesus, you love him. And even though you did not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. Literally a joy unspeakable, a joy so fantastic there are no words to describe it. And the difference is this, Jesus. I know I'm saved. I know that I have eternal life. I'm certain in my assurance of that. But Jesus the Lord ends up using who I am and what I have, which after all are who he made me and what he gave me, for his glory and not mine. This life, like Paul's, is so much more fun. It's so much more fulfilling. It's so much more everything. And instead of enjoying my life less, which is what I thought would certainly happen, I enjoy my life more, so much more, infinitely more. There are not words to describe it. A joy unspeakable, all because one day I was put in a place where I had to think about the race I was running. And I discovered in my own experience that no, actually, it wasn't worth it. And changing tracks was just the most obvious thing to do. I don't care who we are or where we're at, whether we've been walking with Jesus for a lifetime or never even met a Jesus worth knowing. What we need to ask ourselves today is this: is my life on the right track? I mean, really? We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.